Passover to Pentecost Daily Devotionals. 9 days until Passover. This devotion is written by the Biblical Festival Team. Leviticus 23, verses 1 to 14. The Lord said to Moses, "Give the following instructions to the people of Israel. These are the Lord's appointed festivals which you are to proclaim as official days for holy assembly. You have 6 days each week for your ordinary work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day of complete rest, an official day for holy assembly. It is the Lord's Sabbath day, and it must be observed wherever you live. In addition to the Sabbath, these are the Lord's appointed festivals, the official days for holy assembly that are to be celebrated at their proper times each year. The Lord's Passover begins at sundown on the 14th day of the first month. On the next day, the 15th day of the month, you must begin celebrating the festival of unleavened bread. This festival to the Lord continues for 7 days, and during that time, the bread you eat must be made without yeast. On the first day of the festival, all the people must stop their ordinary work and observe an official day for holy assembly. For 7 days, you must present special gifts to the Lord. On the seventh day, the people must again stop all their ordinary work to observe an official day for holy assembly." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Give the following instructions to the people of Israel. When you enter the land I am giving you, and you harvest its first crops, bring the priest a bundle of grain from the first cutting of your grain harvest. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest will lift it up before the Lord so it may be accepted on your behalf. On that same day, you must sacrifice a one-year-old male lamb with no defects as a burnt offering to the Lord. With it, you must present a grain offering consisting of 4 quarts of chorus flour moistened with olive oil. It will be a special gift, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. You must also offer 1 quart of wine as a liquid offering. Do not eat any bread or roasted grain or fresh kernels on that day until you bring this offering to your God. This is a permanent law for you, and it must be observed from generation to generation wherever you live." Just as Anzac Day is an identity-shaping day of remembrance for Australia and New Zealand, the festival days that God gave to his people thousands of years ago are culture-shaping days of remembrance and celebration. New Life Church remembers and celebrates these seasons each year, and have found that this practice has enlarged our vision of Jesus and our connection with the Scriptures. Passover, unleavened bread, and first fruits are 3 of the 7 festivals that God gave to his people Israel to celebrate annually. God entered into a covenant relationship with Israel and through them began to unfold his plan of salvation for the whole world. Every festival points to the Messiah Jesus as the faithful Israelite who would live, die, be resurrected, and ultimately fulfill God's plan to save and restore the whole earth. In Genesis 1:14, God spoke about different seasons that would be part of his creation. Quote, "Signs to mark sacred times, moed, and days and years," end quote. In the days of Moses, God announced a series of sacred times, holy days, and seasons to reveal himself to his people. Quote, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Speak to the Israelites and say to them, these are my appointed festivals, Moed, the appointed festivals of the Lord, which you are to proclaim as sacred assemblies.'" Leviticus 23, verses 1 and 2. Notice the Hebrew word Moed is the same as the word used in Genesis 1:14. The word for sacred times. Right from the beginning of creation, God chose to use times and seasons, patterns and rhythms to make himself known to us. Some might ask, what do these festivals have to do with me? It's 3,500 years later, and I live in Australia, not Jerusalem. These sacred times, festivals, are about God. These are my appointed festivals, my sacred times. In God's heart, these days are about revealing himself to people of every nation. Yes, Israel is the messenger, but the message is God. Come and behold God, who is king over every tribe, language, and nation. The message of God's sacred times is God. Please pray with me. Our Father in heaven, thank you for creating rhythms and seasons to help us remember you and your story. As we approach this Passover season, please give to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation that we would know you better. Open our eyes that we would see wonderful things in your word. Turn our hearts to your ways and not to selfish gain. Satisfy our hearts today with your unfailing love. Amen. Thank you.